Okay, so first of all, I just want to thank Pastor Kene, Pastor A1D, and the ministry team for this opportunity to share the word this afternoon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Can we just say a short word of prayer before we begin? Heavenly Father, we thank you today for this privilege. We thank you for this opportunity to share the word. I'm not taking this for granted. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that we, as I begin this morning, Lord, this afternoon, Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit move and grant us understanding of your word in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you speak through me and that you grant us understanding and let the Holy Spirit move and do wonders in Jesus' name. Okay, so today I just want to teach us, I just want the thing I want to us to talk about. I call it here the way of sacrifice. So the reason why I want us to know this is because, you know, we're fasting. Fasting is a sacrifice. We have been, for the past about 40 plus days, we've been offering sacrifices. Some of us don't know, but we've been offering sacrifices. And I feel like if you don't really understand what you are doing, you will miss out on a lot. So I just want to come and teach us on the way of sacrifice. Okay, so can we open to the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5? NLT, please. Quickly. Thank you very much. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Okay, so thank you very much. Can we all read together? And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priest. Can you say, I am his holy priest. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. So, first of all, what we're going to be doing is looking at these things. Like now, let's read it again, please. Sorry. And you are living stones that God is building up into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priest. Okay, so in our minds, can we underline holy priests? Then, through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifice. Can we offer underline spiritual sacrifices in our mind? And then, that please God. Let's also underline that in your mind or wherever you underline stuff. Okay, so now, let me start from this. Let's start by explaining. I want to break down this scripture. Let me explain it. Let's understand those things that we highlighted. So first of all, what's a sacrifice? So I checked Google and Google told me that a sacrifice is sacrifices are offerings that are given over to a deity in a ritualized manner. Sacrifices are offerings that are given to a deity, to a spirit, in a ritualized manner. So sacrifice is in different contexts. But the context that we're going to be talking about today is one of like wanting to receive from God because of the purpose of our fast. You know, we're trying to like get the anointing from God, yeah? So that's the context of sacrifice that we'll be looking about. So sacrifice, like I said, is an offering. There are things that you offer. It's something that you offer to a spirit being. It's what we offer to God. This scripture has told us that we are holy priests, that we are designed to offer spiritual sacrifices to God. The moment you give your life to Christ, what is expected of you as a believer is to live your life offering sacrifices to God. So I want us to know something, that sacrifice is a general principle, is a spiritual law, is a spiritual principle, is a spiritual language. What I mean by this is that it's not just God that deals with sacrifices. All spirits deal with sacrifice. All those foolish spirits, all spirits, they deal with sacrifices, but we are not sacrificing to those spirits. So now we're going to be talking about sacrifice in the context of God. So I just want us to know that if you want to interact with the spirit, if you want to do business with the spirit, that's God. If you want to do business with God, you have to go through the means of sacrifice. It's not by your tears, it's not by will, it is by sacrifice. God understands the language of sacrifice. So let's go back to this scripture. This scripture tells us that we are holy priests. By the way, a priest is someone who offers sacrifice. A priest is someone who is given to offering of sacrifices. This scripture is trying to tell us that we are holy priests and that we are designed through Jesus Christ to offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. So somebody is wondering, what's the meaning of spiritual sacrifice? Basically, we know that in the Old Testament, the way they did it there was more of like slaughtering of animals and stuff. But when Jesus came to die for us, we left that era. Now, in the era of offering spiritual, they also fasted, they prayed back then, but they did more of burnt offerings, animal offerings. But now, when Jesus came, when Jesus died for us, what we offer is spiritual sacrifices. For example, Pastor Kenneth said we should fast for 50 days. He didn't tell us to contribute money to buy 50 goats. It's different. Now, what we do is offer spiritual sacrifices. Or now, I can't say I want to prepare for this message, and I'll say, God, give me utterance. He will not tell me to kill a goat. It doesn't work like that anymore. What we offer now are spiritual sacrifices. And then we see again, he said, through the mediation of Jesus Christ. I hope you are following me. He said, through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. That means it's possible for you to offer a sacrifice that does not please God. This scripture, if all sacrifices please God, they won't say that. So it's possible for you to offer a sacrifice that does not please God. For example, now, let me just give this example. You want something from God. You now say that God told you to get the head of a 2-year-old baby. What you get is jail. You will do jail for long. You won't get anything from God. So there is a sacrifice that there are sacrifices that please God. There are sacrifices that do not please God. But we as believers now, we are called to offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. Okay, so I just want us to read some scriptures where they offered sacrifices in the Bible, and let's see what happened. Can we open to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 3? Hallelujah. Okay, so we need to read this fast because time is not really on our side. Then Samuel spoke to, please follow me in this reading, please. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, if you return to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreth from among you, and prepare your hearts to the Lord, and serve him only. He will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. Next verse, please. So the children of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtoreth, and serve the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I'll pray to the Lord for you. So this is a sacrifice, prayer. We all know that prayer is a sacrifice. Yeah. The next one, please. So they gathered together at Mizpah, drew water, and poured it out before the Lord. And they fasted that day, and said there. Another scripture says they didn't eat the whole day. They said, and said there, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel at Mizpah. Now when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered together at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines. So the children of Israel said to Samuel, do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. Okay, so I just want us to stop here a bit. We saw what Samuel did. Basically, let me just summarize this story. So the children of Israel were in trouble. They needed the intervention of God. Samuel told them the things to do. Samuel told them to pray. Samuel told them not to eat for the whole day. And then when the army of the Philistines were approaching, Samuel took a burnt offering. He offered a suckling lamb. Let's have that in our mind, that what Samuel did was that he offered a suckling lamb. So I want us to do something. If you want to do business with God, if you want to do business with a spirit in general, you have to know the ways of that spirit. You have to know what he likes. You have to know what he doesn't like. So Samuel was able to, because Samuel is a skilled priest, he knew God to the extent of being able to discern or know that what God wanted at that point was fasting, prayer, and that lamb. You see, if Samuel brought a cow at that point, we don't know what would have happened to them. Truly, because they for them to specify like that he offered that suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering unto the Lord, it means that he knew his God. He knew the sacrifice to be offered at that moment. He knew what to do. He knew God to that extent. He knew God to the extent of knowing what was required of him at that moment as a priest. Because these guys, they were in trouble. They really needed the intervention of God at that point. So one of the prayers I've been praying during this fast was, God, help me to know your ways. I need to know your ways. I need to know how to deal with you more. Because the thing is that the average believer, he doesn't know how to interact with God. And the Bible says it in the book of Daniel that those who know their God shall be strong and do exploit. You see, if you don't know your God, you will be bullied by the enemy. Even witches and wizards, they know their God. So some of them are stronger than believers that don't know their God. That's because, you know, the Bible has said if you know your God, you will be strong and you do exploit. Many people don't know their God. Many people are Christians, but they don't know their God. They don't know how to deal with God. They don't know what he likes. They don't know how to operate with him. And it is crippling. It's a disadvantage. It's a sad thing. It's a sad thing. That's why we need to pray that prayer. Lord, help me to know. Help me to know your way. Help me to understand. Help me to know what is required of me to be a priest unto you. So can we open the Bible to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24:18? Let's look at another story. Thank you. And God came that day to David and said to him, go up and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite. So God was a priest, or he was a prophet rather. God was a prophet in this story. He told David to go and get like a land for him to offer a sacrifice to the Lord so you can erect an altar and offer sacrifice. Can we see what happened next? So David, according to the word of God, went up as the Lord commanded. And Arauna looked and saw the king and his servants coming towards him. So Arauna went and bowed before the king with his face to the ground. Then Arauna said, "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" And David said, to buy the threshing floor from you, to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be withdrawn from the people. So David needed something from God. He needed to offer a sacrifice at this moment. That's what the prophet told him. So let's see what happened next. Now Arauna said to David, Let my lord the king take and offer up whatever seems good to him. Look, here are oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing implements, and the yokes of the oxen for wood. All these, O king, Arauna has given to the king. And Arauna said to the king, "May the Lord your God accept you." So this guy, who David came to his house for his threshing floor to offer the sacrifice, he wanted to give David everything for free. He wanted to give David the land for free, the oxen for free, the animals for free. But can we go to the next verse? David said something here that really struck me. He said, "Then the king said to Arauna, 'No, but I will surely buy it from you for a price. Nor will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God with that which cost me nothing.'" So what David, yes, so David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. So what David said here really struck me, because they gave him everything for free. They gave him the land, they gave him the oxen. But David knew God. He knew that if I want to offer a sacrifice to God, it cannot cost me nothing. It's not possible for it to cost me nothing. That's why we were told to fast for 50 days. We want to receive from God, it has to cost us something. That's why Pastor Kenneth told us we'll pray from 12 to 12:30. It has to cost us our sleep at the point. If you want to deal with God, it has to cost you something. God is not that kind of anyhow person that you can just decide to offer sacrifice and it will not cost you anything. Many of us are living our lives and we are serving God and it's not cost, like, you are not giving up anything. It's not costing you anything. David understood that for him to offer this sacrifice to God, it has to cost him something. It has to cost you something. No matter how little you feel it is, you don't need to go on a 3 days dry fast before you say you have sacrificed to God. Even if it's just, "I will not eat breakfast for this week. You know, God, I want to receive this from you. I will not eat breakfast from this week." I tell you, it goes a long way. If you know your God, it goes a long way. Can we read Acts chapter 2, let's look at another story. Someone is saying, it's only Old Testament that is bringing. Let's check New Testament. Let's see if the principle of sacrifice is still there. NKJV, yes, thank you. Now, about the time that Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church, then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that he pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Remember, I told us that sacrifices are offerings to God. This church, they understood that for Peter to get out of that prison, they have to offer the sacrifice of what? Constant prayer to God. They didn't just have a 2-minute prayer like, "Oh Lord, please release Peter." They understood by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the help of the Holy Spirit, that what Peter needs to get out of prison at this point is a sacrifice of constant prayer. See, as Christians, we need to know how to deal with God. We need to know how to interact with God. And this is by the help of the Holy Spirit. That's where your relationship with the Holy Spirit comes in. It's the Holy Spirit that will make you know that, okay, this is what I need at this point. This is what God wants of you at this point. Because for every problem that we have, there's a sacrifice that we can pay to God for it, and He heals. That's the truth. That's why by the help of the Holy Spirit, we will know. The Holy Spirit will guide us and tell us, "Hey, you are going through this. This is what you need. This is what you need. This is what God wants from you for this to be solved." Now let's see what happened next, please. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. This is maximum security. Let's keep going, please. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hand. You see, these guys understood the principle of sacrifice. They prayed ceaselessly. They offered sacrifices of prayer ceaselessly. And God sent an angel to go and release God sent an angel to go and release Peter from prison because these guys understood the power of sacrifice. These guys understood the principle of sacrifice. You see, I want you guys to realize that God doesn't send your tears. That's the truth. Maybe in the place of prayer, you are praying and then you cry. That's fine. But you are going through something and you just sit and you start crying like, oh God, why? I tell you, you will be there. If you don't understand the principle of sacrifice, if you don't understand the way of sacrifice, the language of sacrifice, because that's how God speaks. That's how you interact with God. It is by sacrifice. It's not by your tears. God doesn't care about your tears. You want the anointing. Sacrifice. You want the anointing. What can you give God for it? He said we should fast for 50 days. A lot of us didn't take it seriously. And that's bad because God is looking at you. You want something. You ask for it. You contend for it. You want the power of God. You contend for it. You go all out for it. What are you willing to sacrifice? A lot of us don't want to sacrifice anything. A lot of us don't want to give God anything that will cost us much. A lot of us just want to live our lives. Just live it. You see, in the book of John 3:16 made us realize that even God sacrificed. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If God can sacrifice for the life of you and I, who are you that you will not sacrifice? Who are you that you can't sacrifice to him? If God can send his only begotten son for you to have life, who are you? Why can't you sacrifice? So we need to understand the way of sacrifice. You see, in this kingdom, there's nothing like fluke. Things don't happen by mistake. Power does not just fall. Like it's not like Ben 10. You know, in Ben 10, the wristwatch just fell down. It doesn't happen like this one. You fight for it. You go all out for it. If you don't sacrifice, you won't get anything. A lot of people, the average Christian wants to live their life without power, the power of God. The average Christian is satisfied. I don't know how. They are satisfied without the power of God because they don't want to sacrifice. They are not willing to sacrifice for it. So that's what I came to share with you guys. That's what the Spirit told me to come and share with you guys. So can we just say, can we pray? Can we pray in the Holy Ghost? Eliata bana katila katendili katalia. Rakimanousa. Rakimanousa. Eliada bana katali katalia. Lord, help me to live a life of priesthood. Help me to live a life of sacrifice to you. Help me to live an effective life of priesthood. Iliada bana katila katendili katalia. Can we rise up and pray? Can we rise up and pray, please? Iliada bana katila katendili katalia. Rakimanousa. Lord, help me to live a life of sacrifice unto you. Help me to know your ways. It is only by knowing the ways of God that you know what is required of you. Help me, Jesus. Help me to know your ways, Father. Iliada bana katali katalia. Rakimanousa. Iliada bana katila katendili katalia. Likatimanousa. Iliada bana katali katalia. Help me to know your ways, Lord Jesus. Iliada bana that I'll live an effective life of priesthood unto you. Eliada bana katalika talia rakimanousa. Eliada bana katila katendeli katalia likatimanousa. That I'll live an effective life of priesthood. That I will not live my life without your power. That I will not live my life without your power. That I will not do things to you that do not cost me anything. Eliada bana katalika talia. Eliada bana katila katendeli katalia rakimanousa. Rakimanousa. Eliada bana katalika talia. We cannot afford to live our lives without the power of God. We cannot afford to live our lives without the power of God. Lord, help me to know your ways. Help me to live an effective life of priesthood. Help me to know what is required. Help me to know what you want of me, Lord Jesus. Eliada bana katali katalia rakimanousa. Rakimanousa. Eliada bana katila katendeli katalia likatimanousa. Eliada bana katali katalia rakimanousa. Eliada bana katila katendeli katalia likatimanousa. Ilakatalia. Eliada bana katali katalia rakimanousa. Eliada bana katila katalia paramana katila. Eliada bana katila katendeli katalia likatimanousa. Eliada bana katali katalia rakimanousa. Rakimanousa. Eliada bana katila katendeli katalia likatimanousa. Eliada bana katali katalia rakimanousa. Eliada bana katila katendeli katalia likatimanousa. Ilakatalia. Eliada bana katali katalia. That I will live a life of priesthood unto you, Father. Eliada bana katali katalia rakimanousa. 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 Ilakatalia. Ilakatila katalia. Eliada bana katila katendeli katalia rakimanousa. Rakimanousa. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Eliada bana katila katalia likatimanousa. Help me, Father. Help me to know your ways, Lord Jesus. Eliada bana katali katalia likatimanousa. Help me to know your ways, Father. Like Samuel, like the church in Acts, Lord Jesus. Help me to know your ways, Father. That I will not live life ignorant of you. That I will not live my life ignorant of your ways, Father. Rakimanousa. Eliada bana katali katalia rakimanousa. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Jesus. For in Jesus' name I've prayed.
So you see, we have about how many days left for the fast? We have like 5-6 days, yeah? 4. Wow. So we have to, let's make the best of these 4 days. Go to God in prayer. Say, go to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit, what is required of me? There is still time. I still want more of you. I see more of your power. I want more of your anointing. I want more of the spirit of wisdom. What? Ask him. Ask. Beg God. Talk to him. What is required of me? Don't leave the place of prayer. Keep on crying to God. What is required of me? What do you want me to offer? What do you want me to let go of? You see, sacrifice can also be letting go of something. It's not necessarily just giving. God can tell you, oh, don't watch that series again. God can tell you, oh, don't go to that guy's house again. Sacrifice is giving up. Sacrifice is also giving up for God. He gave up his son. You can give up. If you can give up his son, I don't think there's anything you can say you don't want to give up. Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right, that's okay. Let's know. I still want us to pray. If possible, someone can just play a bit for us. But I still want us to pray for a few minutes, just in line with what Dipo said. Dipo has done an amazing job, and he has taught us about what's expected of us, right? So can we pray and ask God for a heart that sacrifices, a heart that wants to give, just as he has given us his son, you know? Want to ask God for a heart that can lay down anything, you know, whatever God asks you to lay down. It's not just by mouth. You need to pray yourself into it. Do you understand? So I want to hear our voices. I want us to lift up our mouths and really pray that God give me that heart in the name of Jesus. Babagadia, Ila Babagadele Cotoborogodos, Escabara de Coto la Baragadia, Ila Baradele Cotoborogodos, Eradilla Bilikitiele, touch my heart, O Lord, touch my heart, Jesus, Eragati Silebregatia, Iscabarada Babagadele Getaberegadebelegade, Eria Dile Cotoborogo de Bologo de Borogodos, O Radica Babagadile Cotos, can you say, touch my heart, Lord Jesus, O Rakita Bilikuka Bile. Arada baba baba baga dile suleva ragadia ilaga baraga da baba baba baga dele gede begede 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 gedeosh o radiko tele gadia silika borogodo arraku tele gadili kika baradia ragade bele gadile beregede rate gede bele gede begede begede gedeosh elia kide borogodo borogodosh arraku neme silika baragade arraku tele beregedili kika baragadia ilaga baba baba Regadia Salimana Cope Regadio, oh Regade Belega de Belega de Leberegade, Regade Belega de Belega de Belega de Eschila Beregadillo Coborogo de Bologodosa, oh Radele Cateborogodos, touch my heart, Lord Jesus, Aracutelega di Lecoto Baradia, Aragada Baba Baga de Lecotes, Yeliga Barado, Escapa Regadilli Capiligadia, Illa Baba Baga de Lecoto Borogodosa, oh Ratega. Belegadie, Regada Belegadiliki Cababagadia, Escabaragada Baba Bagadea, Aradele Catabelegadea, Elicababa Ragadia, Escabaragadia Licabo, Ratega de Belegado, Recatabelegado, Recatabelegado, Escabaragada Belegade, Regada Belegada Begada Begada Begado, Regadia Licabaragado, Regata Belegada Begada Begada Begado, Regada Baragada Belegada Begada Begadea, Recata. Belegadile Borogodosa, Rakutelega de Borogodosa, Aradiesile Beregado, Escabaragada Bagada Bagada Bagadia, Ilaba Baba Bagada Baragada Bagada Bagado, Ratega de Belegadilega de Beregado, Regatilegi de Biligadia, Iscabaragada Baba Bagadile Beregadia, Regada Baragade Logodo, O Rogoto Borogodo Bologodo, Regada Belegadilica Baragadea, Regada Belegadilla Baradea, Oscaberagad. For in Jesus' name we pray. I want us to pray a very important prayer. Are we together, guys? You know, we've been fasting, we've been waiting on God, right? I want us to pray in line with all of the spiritual sacrifices we've been making, right? And I want us to pick one thing that you want to drop. You know, what we are doing now, we want to step into a new level of consecration with God. Do you understand? So I want you to pick one thing. You know, Paul will say in the Bible, will say, this one thing I do, you know, leaving everything behind, I press on, you know, for the upward call of Christ. Now, another place he will talk about how, what the things that I considered gain, you know, I counted them as rubbish. You know, another translation will say, I counted them as dung. Dung, that is cow, what cow passes away. You know, what's livestock passing away. So that was what he counted, the things that he thought were precious to him, but that God was not happy with. He dropped it, right? And he said, all of those things are rubbish. So I want you to also make that scripture a reality for yourself. You know the thing that's peculiar to you. I want you to pick it and say, God, this particular thing is not coming with me after this fast. It's not coming with me after this period. This thing, whether it's, I don't know what it is, whether it's laziness, whether it's being rude, whether it's anger, whether it's a sin, whether it's a weight, whatever it is. Can we do that? Are we together? So I want you to think about it now and say, Father, this particular thing, I am leaving it behind. Are we together? I want you to pray with all your power, all your energy, because God is going to answer you and is going to give you the strength and grace to go ahead even better with your walk with Him. Can we go ahead and lift up our voice and pray that in the name of Jesus? Father, we step in today. We step in. You have asked us to come and meet you. You have called us up higher into fellowship with you. And we are coming today. We decide, oh God, that we are dropping everything that has pulled us back, everything that has pulled us back, everything that has been a weight for us in our past seasons, in our past days, in the past weeks. Father, by virtue of this fast, we are laying it down now, and we are coming fully into you in the name of Jesus. Can we now begin to pray in the Holy Ghost? This one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind me, I press on Jesus. I press on Jesus. I press on Jesus. Oh, radilo borogoto, rakete belegedi leberegadia, iskabaragadia, aradele koto borogodo, regete belegedi leberegadio, askibaragadie, elie koto borogodo, aragada belegada beragadia, eskabaragete belegado, rategete belegedi legede borogodo, aradio sile borogodo, eskabaragada bagada bagade, regete belegede belegede, regete belegede belegede belegede. I leave laziness behind. I leave anger behind. I leave stubbornness behind. I leave pornography behind. I leave gambling behind. I leave carnality behind. This one thing I do, I press on. For what things were once gained to me, I now count them as loss. This morning, I count this afternoon, I count everything as lost. Arakidebo, oh ragada belagadie, oh baradie, I press on for the excellency of the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. Arade kotoborogodosh, oh baragada babagadie, ragada belagadile kotoborogodo, rakitabie sile belagadia, aragada bagada bagade, ragada belagade, ragada belagade, ragada belagadia. Iskabaragade, Erekato Borogodo, Orogodo Bologodo, Erekada Belegadile Borogodo, Arade Borogodo Bologodos. I leave lack of fervency behind. I leave my lukewarmness behind. O Radico Toborogodos, Erekada Belegadile Go, Rakete Belegadie, Erekada Belegadilla Babagadia, Askabaragada Bagada Bagade. Aragada balagada baragada goto bologodos, ora delegede borogodo bologodos, regede belegede le beregedio, ara delegede belegede, regede belegede belegede, regede belegede belegede, o baragadi le goto bos. Come on, make sure you are praying. Make sure you are praying. Aradika bologodos.